Okay, this is our last shiur before Pesach. Next Thursday night is Bedikas Chametz. Then Pesach will be off for a couple of weeks. I thought we'd discuss tonight the topic of ownership of Chametz and Mechiras Chametz, where there's a time zone difference between the owner and the Chametz. This comes up potentially both in the context of Mal Yeira, in the context of Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach, in the context of Mechiras Chametz. What do you do if you're in New York and you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa? So it seems that the literature on this topic began in the mid-1800s as a machlokes between a Polisher gadol and a Galitzianer gadol. The Polisher was the Onag Yontif, Chuvas Onag Yontif, Simen Lamivav. Onag Yontif was the Rav, I guess his most prominent shteller was Bialystok. And his Bar Ploksa was the Chesed Lavram, who was a grandson of the Nesiva Sarav and Buchach, not to be confused with the Eshel Lavram Buchach, even though he's also an Avram, but he was a Rav and Buchach in the mid-1800s as well. So Chuvas Onag Yontif, Simen Lamed Vav, raises this question. What do you do if you are in one location and your Chametz is in another location? Literally climate, but different time zones. V'taluchos Hashemesh, different times. You don't need a time zone. U'bemkomo adayin kod maskalos hasheshos, shemutu limkor eskamso l'nachri. V'achamit munach b'malkom asher lefi erach shos hayom, so the shaila that was presented here was he had someone, let's say, in New York, and he had chametz in Eretz Yisrael, and he did a mechiras chametz the morning of Erev Pesach in New York when it was ready, acher zman yisr chametz in Eretz Yisrael. So is that mechira valid? Does a mechira remove the Isser Hana that kicks in the moment that the Isser Chametz begins on Erev Pesach? So the Onag Yontif wants to bring a raya from the following Gemara. The Shaila is, do we follow the place of the Chametz is? Do we follow the Chefza? Or do we follow the Gabra? Do we follow the place of the person is? So the Mishnah tells us in Pesachim and Daflam and Aleph and Midbeis, Ochel Trumas Chametz bePesach, if a non-Kohen Nazar eats Chametz Dik Truma on Pesach, which is a, he eats Chametz Dik Truma on Pesach, B'shogeg Mishal and Karen V'chobesh. So just like the rest of the year, if you eat Truma B'shogeg, you have to pay back the value plus an additional fifth. So that's true when it comes to Truma's Chametz on Pesach as well. B'mezid, part to be Tashlumen and B'me'etzim. So our focus here is on the B'shogeg, that you pay Karen V'chomish. So the Gemara there on Lamed Beis and Aleph has the following Shaila about the payment of Karen V'chomish for Azar Sheachal Truma in general. In general, forget about Chametz on Pesach. Azar eats Truma. He has to pay back the base value of the Truma that he ate plus an additional Chomish. So that din of Mishalim, Karen V'chomish, Lefi Mida Mishalim or Lefi Damim Mishalim. Do you evaluate the money that you owe based on the actual volume of the object that you ate or the truma that you ate, or do you evaluate based on its monetary value? Where there's a difference, the Gemara outlines that there's a specific case where there's a real nafkamina. So one of the rides the Gemara tries to bring to this Shaila, do you evaluate the Karen V'chomish payment based on Midr, based on Damim, is from our Mishnah. Tanan, after the two dots, the three dots, and the ellipse here in the excerpt. Ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach b'shogeg mishalim karen v'chomesh. I amar b'shlam lefi mida mishalim. So I understand if you're paying based on the actual volume of the food that you ate, shapir, that makes sense. Ale'i amar lefi damim mishalim. But if you are evaluating your payment based on the actual hard value, the actual market value of the object, Chametz bePesach bar damim hu. Chametz on Pesach is aser bana. It has no value. So you can't say that you pay back the value of the truma. That's chametz. The truma that's chametz has no value. So it must be, that should be a raya, that you pay based on mida, not based on daven. The Gemara rejects it, not necessarily. And you could have a, you could construct a way that you have chametz pesach that is bar damim. Hamani Rabbi Yosi Glilihi, the amr chametz pesach b'ta barna. So that could be, maybe this mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Glili, that chametz pesach is b'ta barna, and that's a, how you have chametz on pesach that is a bar damim. Says the Yonah Yontiv, if we evaluate chametz based on the place that the owner is sitting, and not based on the place where the chametz is, so then the Gemara should have given the following answer. The Gemara should have said, "Hacha ma'iskin of the Mishnah, where you're sitting in one location, where there's a zman iser chametz, and the chametz is in another location." So let's read the Yonah Yontiv together. Bim isa de b'chametz azlinam basar makom shabai limsham. Hechi shehu b'makom acher v'chemza makom acher. If we follow the gavra, if we follow where the person is, im kain amayla mishani, so why do we say that the person eating the chametz is eating the chumas chametz at the end of the day on Shvi Shal Pesach, the end of the last day of Pesach? That's where the chametz is. But the owner of the chametz, but the owner of the chametz is in China. The chametz in Eretz Yisrael. Someone's eating the chametz in Eretz Yisrael, the end of the seventh day of Pesach, but the owner of the chametz is in China, where Pesach is already over. In that case, if Pesach is over for where the owner of the chametz is, so then the chametz has value, and then it's shayach to talk about eating chumas chametz that has value. Ella what? The fact that the Gemara didn't give that teretz must be because we assume that we evaluate chametz based on the chefza, the location where the chametz is, and not based on the gavra, not based on the owner of the chametz. That's the raya of the owner Yontif. So that's not such a compelling raya, you're saying. I'm sorry?
What was the case? He sold the chametz?
The case is he didn't sell the chametz. The Okimta to the Gemara?
Yeah,
so the Okimta is that, what? Not Chavis Shavu Pesach because it's still Pesach. Chavis Shavu Pesach is only once Pesach is over.
It's not worth anything.
But at this moment, it's not Aser
Bana.
But
if you go back to him,
yeah.
Then
no, if you go, if the owner's in China, the Chavis in there is as well, and Pesach is over in China, and you follow the location of the Bailim, it doesn't make a difference. But we're not talking about Chavis Shavu Pesach, we're talking about the Isra Na of Chavis and Pesach. There's no Isra Na if it's not Pesach anymore. So if the Isra Na of Chametz depends on where the owner is, and the owner's in China, it's not Pesach anymore, then there's no Isra Na anymore. So either you're going to say, that's such a crazy Okimta, so how can you bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara doesn't give such a crazy Okimta? I think that's what Binyamin was bothered by. Right? Right. So that's...
The Chametz in its place,
yeah,
might have no value.
Even though you're somewhere else. So he's arguing, if was the case that everything depends on where the Bailim are, so then if the Bailim are in a place that's no longer Pesach, so then it should have value because the Bailim are in a place that's no longer Pesach. Ella what? It must be depends on where the Chametz is.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe it has no ego bus where the chametz is, but that doesn't necessarily mean the person has a fear of the damage of selling chametz.
We're not talking about selling chametz. His raya. His shayla was about selling chametz. His shayla was about. So he's assuming that whatever is correct as far as how we define the yisona based on where the chametz is or based on where the owner is, that'll be as relevant to whether it's considered to be bershuso that you can affect a mechiras chametz. Okay, that's his assumption. But you know, the other issue that's such a wild okimta, the fact that Gemara didn't give that okimta, not so compelling that that's any ride to this position. Rav Jolti points that out in the piece of Mishas Yaibitz, Simon Yadalid in Arachai. Okay. The other opinion, that of the Chesed Lavram, Chesed Lavram, I didn't see this inside, it's so cliche, and I couldn't find the original, but all the later Achron of Kodesh Chesed Lavram, that no, he thinks it's a Dabra Pashut that you follow where the Bailam are, because it's all dependent on the owner. Lo yira'e l'cha chametz, so it depends on where the Bailam are as far as where you're over on Bal Yira. Now, Nikrei Kodesh, as he Pesach Frank points out, Chelek Aleph Simon Nun Hey in the Pesach volume, that these two achronim are not necessarily talking about the same thing, because the shayla that the Onog Yantav is addressing is talking about the Yisr Hana. The shayla that the Chesed Lavram is addressing is talking about Bal Yira. So it's conceivable, he says, that even the Onog Yantav may agree that when it comes to Bal Yira, Bal Yira is dependent on where the person is, that you're only going to violate Bal Yira if you're in a place where it's Pesach and there's an Isser Chametz. But that's not necessarily the same criterion as when you would violate an Isser Ana, because Isser Ana may be dependent on Isser Chepsa. So if the Chametz is not in a place where it's Man Isser Chametz, then maybe you could argue that it's not Aser Bana, but Bayira may still be dependent on the Makom Abayla. Rasim Pesach Frank quotes another raya, quotes someone who has quotes this raya, that we follow the Malkama Bailim in determining when you would violate Bayira. And that's based on a line in the Sugya in Tamanishkad on Samakim Lamabez, the love of Los Hishkad al Chametz Dam Zafli. In addition to above and beyond the Yisra Bayira that only takes place midar Raisa on Pesach, midar Bad on earlier Ner Pesach. Or maybe after Chatzos, but not in the morning. There's a separate law of Los Hishkad al Chametz Dam Tzivchi that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach when you are in ownership and possession of Chametz. Machlokas Tanaim, who is it? Is that dependent on the Kohen doing the Voda, dependent on all the B'nei Chabura? Who triggers the law of Los Hishkad al Chametz Dam Tzivchi? But the Gemara there has a line in that context. Hashochet Pesach al Chametz, that you violate Lo Sishchad al Chametz Dam Zivchi if you shech the Korban Pesach when you're in possession, ownership of Chametz. The Gemara there has a line that that's true even if you have Chametz the sofa olam, even if you have Chametz in the far corners of the world. This says it sounds like you're in Yerushalayim shechting the Korban Pesach, but if you have, even if you have Chametz in the far corners of the world in New York, where it's not yet this minus or Chametz, it's not Zman anything, but you're still in violation of Los Hishkad al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So it all depends on where the owner is, even if the Chametz is somewhere far away. And then he says that's not necessarily Rai Mechrachas, because maybe Asaf Kol Olam is in the settled world. In the settled world, Asaf Kol Olam is to the east, but no one's thinking about New York, so maybe in a Hanami, meaning within the settled world, that's already Zman Shkitas Korban Pesach, wherever the settled world exists in the time of Chazal. And no one's thinking about the time in New York, so he thinks maybe that's not a Rai Mechrachas. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out in Mincha Shlomo Chelet Beis Simen Nun Ches, it could be anyway the Gedarm of Lus Hishal Chametz Dam Zivchi may not be totally equivalent to the Gedarm of Tashbisu. It's possible that you may violate, even if you don't violate Tashbisu, or you wouldn't violate the technical Bayira for Chametz in America, maybe Los Hishal Chametz is different. So you can't necessarily prove our point from here. Right. Okay, could be. Okay, then we see Pesach Van other Rai from, of course, it's from the Baz, based on a Gemara on Zainim and Aleph and Sachim. There the Gemara says, Gemara quotes a Braisa. Gemara asks the Basar, Isur Lamati Mevatel. Is that the case that there's never Hechatimsa that he can Mevatel Chametz after the Zman Isener Pesach? Batanya. Person sitting and learning Erev Pesach, nothing better to do. And he remembers that he has chametz at home. And he can't get home in time. He can't get home in time to take care of it in person. Mevatlo belibo. He could be mevatlo the chametz. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yantav. This is true both on Shabbos and on Yantav. So ask the Gemara. Bishlama Shabbos. So the Hechatimsa, where you're in this position, where you have to be about to believe on Shabbos, is where you have Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So it's Erev Pesach the morning, you're in the base medrash, and you can be about to believe. Fine. Ela Yantiv, what do you mean Yantiv? Basar Yisuru, you can't be Mevatel the Chametz once it's already this man is her Chametz. So Gemara gives an Okimta, we're talking about a case where it's not yet chametz, and you're worried that it's going to become chametz, and you can intervene and do something to prevent your owning it at a time that it would become chametz. So says the Ridvaz, quoted by Yisuf Pesach Rank, if it was the case that the Isser of Bayira and your ability to be Mevatel depends on where the chametz is, so why don't you say Mishkachasla on Yontiv, where you're in China, and it's not yet the Zman Isser of the Makam HaChametz in Los Angeles. So you could construct a case where it's already Yontiv in one place in the world, and yet it's not Zman Isser HaChametz in another place of the world. So he thinks that's a raya, that we follow where the person is, and not where the Chametz is. So it seems like the preponderance of Achronim that discuss this following the Onig Yontiv, disagree with the Onig Yontiv, and assume that the Ikar Adin, we'll see that you should cover all your bases, but the Ikar Adin, what's critical is the Makom HaBailim as opposed to the Makom HaChametz. But this comes up most frequently in the context of Mechiras Chametz. How do you properly affect the Mechiras Chametz where you're spending Pesach in a location far away, many time zones away from where your Chametz is? So Moshe addresses this, Chela Dalid, Simon Sadi Dalid. So apparently the Shoel had referenced to the Chesed L'Avram, the Onig Yontiv. Moshe said he hasn't seen them. He didn't have access to Otzer Chachma. So he says, however, I already wrote about this myself. She'ikr l'dina l'inyana iser b'ayirav seydi tashbisu shirak ala gavra dim hu b'medina shadayin lo'agiyaz man ha'iser. If he's in New York, lo shayach alav shum isurim. So if there's chametz in Eretz Yisrael, he hasn't sold it yet, it's Erev Pesach in the morning in New York, there's no Isser. Aval inyan Isser hana, yesh lahachmir gam al makom chametz. But you should be machmir anyway in both directions. And his specific horah as to what to do, he says, l'chein l'maisa, kei mishakvo terasa hu b'Eretz Yisrael, and he has chametz in New York. Yimsor beretz Yisrael chametz ayidei mashias a shliach l'rav ha'osek bezel limkar chametz l'nachri. So he should have rabbi take care of the luchiris chametz. The hu kodem zman ha'iser. Aval yomer b'feirish the rav ha'shliach she'eno osei l'shliach liknos b'chazaras ha'chametz achar Pesach ad achar she'yavru yimei Pesach b'America. So if the chametz is in America, he should have some and sell the chametz in his behalf, but he should be careful that if he's in Eretz Yisrael, that no one should buy back his chametz until Pesach is over in America. U'memeila av sharav yikna me'anachri takav achar Pesach de'Eretz Yisrael lo yikna v'yashal arav k'shiyavah k'vod harasa b'chazara Yuchal Liknos Min Arav. So if he has Chametz in Eretz Yisrael and he needs a rabbi to buy back on his behalf in Eretz Yisrael, so then he should make sure that it's not being bought back on his behalf until Pesach is over in both locations.
Same with the other way, that you can't sell the bagels.
Right.
The morning is open, and the owner is strong. So,
the ideal would be that if he's in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, you're asking if the bagel store could be open on the morning of Erev Pesach. So if he's in Eretz Yisrael, where there's already a Zman Isra Chometz, so then ideally his Mechira should take effect ahead of time, where he should have a partner or someone else. We'll see in a few moments if we have time, the inverse of that Shaila in a way that came up a few years ago. Zasser Moshe writes the next tshuva, which had been printed earlier. Agabe Ben America Shechamso Sham Vuber Yisrael Hinei Meikra Dena Kol Holech Hachachamis VaAsir Lizakus Bo Ad Avor Yantav Achron Shel Pesach VaAmerica. So he's an American. He has chametz in America. He's spending Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So he should make sure that no one's acquiring it back in his behalf until Pesach is over in America. But b'di'eved im zachabo la'achar achron shel Pesach b'Eretz Yisrael mutar ba'na, because chametz of Pesach is only asur derabanan anyway. V'chem istabri im rab yikna b'chazara kishekvar over hayom hazayim in New York shirak b'derabanan midin yantav sheni v'yafim yikna rab takav kishavar yom hazayim b'Eretz Yisrael shib in New York adayinu yom hazayim l'Pesach midarayis v'yasur yesh ladan l'hakel. Because anyway, we're talking about the Rabbanas. Rasi Pesach Frank's advice is that if you have a Ben Chutz La'aretz who is authorizing someone in Eretz Yisrael to sell his chametz, so then you should specify that the Rav in Eretz Yisrael is not acquiring it back on your behalf Motzei Pesach until it's Motzei Pesach for Benei Chutz La'aretz, and he should do another buyback at a later point after Pesach is over in New York. The Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss has the following observation in Chelek Zayin Simen Kafei, that when the rabbi goes to buy back the chametz on Motzei Pesach, the mechanism that he's employing is that he's doing a form of zachin. He's acquiring it back on your behalf to your benefit. So you can't say that zachin could be operative if that acquiring back is going to expose you either to either or both an iser of only chametz on Pesach or chametz of leva Pesach. So the way he says it, Rasha Weiss expands about this a little bit in the tshuva in the back of Rabbi Avadi Yosef Toledano, Rabbi Avadi's grandson, Mishpat Mechira, all on Mechira's Chametz, it's a beautiful sefer. So he, Rabbi Toledano, is a member of Rav Asher's Beis Din. Rav Asher has a tshuva in the back here, so he expands this a little bit more colorfully. But so if the rabbi in Israel is buying Chametz back on Motzei Pesach, so it's not going to work for Chametz in Chutz La'aretz, for a Ben Chutz La'aretz. So either one of two things. Either he's not buying it back at all, and it remains in the possession of the Nachri until some later date. Or, and Rabbi Toledano says that this is what Rav Avner's Beis Din did. It does. That Rav Avner would sell for those people with chametz in Chutz La'aretz, he would acquire it back himself and then do a separate hakna back to those B'nai Chutz La'aretz after Motzei Yantav Achron for B'nai Chutz La'aretz. So Shlomo Zalman, by the way, has an interesting ha'ara. He thinks that Yantar Shein and Shel Golios has no relevance to Chametz in Eretz Yisrael. So even if you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz and you're keeping Yantar Shein and Shel Golios, but that has no effect on the Chametz Bechafza that is sitting in Eretz Yisrael. So that could also be relevant to Chametz Shavu Lavra Pesach. In the Mishnah and Mechiri, he discusses a Maisa Shahaya in about 10 years ago, 2013, there was a bakery that opened on Motzai Yontiv, Motzai Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, and they were selling massive volumes of chametz that they just baked on Motzai Yontiv. And then they discovered that the owner of their bakery was in Chutz Laaretz, and he had sold the chametz before Pesach, but he was still in Chutz Laaretz. And now the bakery that is his bakery opened immediately on Motzai Pesach. So people were tumulting, is that a problem of chametz she'avel lav haPesach for the people that own it? So that's where Shlomo Zalman's ha'ara is potentially relevant. You can't call that chametz she'avel lav haPesach just because the owner's in Chutz Laaretz. If the Pesach is in Eretz, if the chametz is in Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael has Pesach on it. But what about the owner himself? Has the owner violated an iser chametz? So he discusses, Rabbi Toledano discusses that, again, the same point, that whoever's buying the chametz back presumably didn't intend to buy it back the iser. But then he says, so what does that mean? So where is the chametz now? It's still owned by the guy? It's owned by the rabbi? The Rav Asher talks about this in his tshuva here too, and we'll close. He said, if there were partners, that would be easier. But apparently in this case, there was no partner. The sole owner was in Chutz Laaretz. So he says, as long as this Jew is in Chutz Laaretz and the Chametz is in Eretz Yisrael, so you can't call the Chametz Rav Lava Pesach, as far as anyone in Eretz Yisrael is concerned. So it's not mistaber that you can say it's not Chametz Rav Lava Pesach as far as the everyone in Eretz Yisrael, but you're going to consent him that for the owner it's Chametz Rav Lava Pesach because he's in Chutz Laaretz. So he doesn't think you could say both of those things at the same time. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, you can't call the Chametz of a Pesach. And as far as what happened to the mechanics of the Mechira, so maybe the rabbi did hold on to it. Maybe it still belongs to the guy. But definitely as far as the other people in Eretz Yisrael bought the bread, he didn't think that there was a concern of Chametz she'avel lav haPesach.
You're here.
Yeah.
And your chametz is in Eretz Yisrael. And on the front end of Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
One that sails out. So what are we saying here?
So the lichachila.
You're not, you didn't do it.
Right.
They didn't do anything in Eretz Yisrael.
Right. And now they realize they're Pesach in the morning after. It's better. So chametz.
What should they do now? Lichachila. They should sell a good gimel. Like they should kind of sell chal.
So lichachila, they should have a chal before this man is chametz in Eretz Yisrael. Does it have to be a gimel? It could be a dalid. Oh, right. Correct. I mean, it could be. If you could do your own bechira at 3 a.m, but yeah,
wait,
the rabbi's
not
going
to,
no, correct. Then you do a bechira with your gimel, right? Right.
But if you didn't do that,
if you didn't do that, so the poskim seem to say that what, to the extent that we're only talking about Issur Darabanan anyway, and you assume the Issur or not, the window is only Darabanan, so then you could be able to still do the bechira as long as it's still this man here in America.
Do you give a loss of sleep?